Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mrs. Raquel Kibrit. She is the Executive Director of IA Ports, based in Santos, Brazil. A pleasure to have you here, Raquel. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity, Bo. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
You're welcome. I always allow my accused or interviewees, as I also call them, time to elaborate a little bit about their career leading up to their current position. What led you to sit in the place where you are now? Do you have any logistics background before that?
Yeah, so I started working for the port sector around 5 years ago. My specialization, I'm a major in international business. I've worked with international business for over 15 years in multiple sectors. And 5 years ago, I moved to Santos for personal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And a good friend of mine invited me to work at the Port Authority in Santos to become the first head of international affairs of the largest port in South America.
Wow.
So there was a real big challenge, and I was really honored to be part of that journey where there was a need to connect this port with the rest of the world more fluently. So the port is highly developed. The cargo comes and goes internationally to over 120 countries worldwide. There are investors here from the Middle East, from Asia, from Europe, from Brazil, from Latin America, from all across the world. We have 50 terminals here. It's a multi-cargo port. So it was quite an induction, I would say, for me, understanding how the port sector usually works and knowing that there was actually a need and a will to become more internationally connected.
I would say it sounds like a smart move by the port, because taking things for granted and expecting that the business is coming just like before, those days are gone. So they need professional marketing, and I guess that's why you are in your position. What did you do before, just briefly, what did you do before, or how did you get in touch with the port? Because it doesn't come out of nowhere, I guess.
Yeah, it doesn't. My professional experience, so as I mentioned, I'm a major in international business.
Yes.
I worked with the public sector for the state government of São Paulo, which
right.
is the most relevant economic state of Brazil. So I worked a lot with inward investment to the state of São Paulo in industrial projects. And this is how I met Casimiro Terço Carvalho, which was my good friend that actually worked previously with me and what has been a big mentor to me in my career.
Okay.
And then I worked for the UK government actually for 5 years, helping Brazilian companies expand to the UK in multiple sectors. So in industry, in food and drinks, in technology, in mining, in retail, in whatever space, I had a pretty diverse background in that previous experience. So all of that helped me build a strategy to connect the largest part of South America to the rest of the world.
It's very impressive. I think it seems to me that they have the right person there on at the right seat at the right time. What can you tell us about IA Ports, the International Association of Port Development? That's relatively new. It's what can you tell our viewers about this new organization?
So based on my previous experience working for the Port of Santos, I moved ahead to work 4 years for the American Association of Port Authorities, which is one of the largest international associations for the port sector. It's based out of Washington, D.C., and I was the director for Brazil and later on to Latin America. And there was a growing need, not just for Brazilian ports to be more internationally connected, and there was a will to be more connected with North American ports at that point. And also in Latin America, there was the sense of wanting to be more internationally connected. You're now interacting more with Latin America, but so I'm sure You do understand that there's a profile of Latin Americans that are quite eager to be more internationally connected. In Europe, I guess that comes more naturally. Even in the US, just knowing how the economies are interconnected and the EU and even the connections with Asia are simpler and there's more sophistication in
Understand.
how business actually develops over there. But here in the southern hemisphere of the world, there is a need and a will to be more internationally connected. So I was fortunate to do that work for 4 years. And then we decided to actually transition and create our own organization based in the southern hemisphere to keep promoting those international connections, not just to the Americas anymore, but becoming that true international platform in the northern hemisphere that helps connect multiple regions of the world on the agenda of port development, which is our core.
So, ports development, yes, and of course that's part of the infrastructure, it's part of logistics, and control of ports is also, in a way, big politics, I suppose. But speaking of this association that you run, can anyone become a member, or must you be a port operator, or is it anyone in logistics, or is it open for membership by any company interested?
Yeah, so we do have a membership season that is open right now. We run the membership season between November and February. And every public or private organization that is interested or already works on port development, is part of the port global supply chain, is eligible to become a member. So we can have port authorities, private terminals, shipping lines, consultancies, technology companies, service providers, logistics, stakeholders from across the world, even like in transportation, in every mode of transport is also possible. So if they're connected to the global supply chain in the port sector, they're eligible to become a member of
Right.
EA Ports.
So it you can call it, in a way, it's a club. It's a club where like-minded will meet each other, and I suppose you will have conferences, you will have online meetings, you will have seminars. I mean, joining you, of course, there's a fee. There's no free lunch in this world, but joining you, what kind of things would you do for would-be members who are watching this show?
So we have developed a calendar of activities that we're running across the year around 5 pillars of key benefits that we have for our members. There, all of our activities are related to this keyword, which is development. So if it's related to business development, investment development, infrastructure development, sustainable development, then investment. Then leadership development. This is where the core of our activities are related. And then we're quite pragmatic in our approach, where we're actually looking to do one-to-one connections. We're doing virtual meetings where our members interact monthly. We have technical committees that are looking at global trends in net zero, investment, and sustainable development. So again, at innovation. So there's just a lot that we're doing. We do have a very unique value proposition for investment in the port sector, and this is where we're coming. We're also looking at leveraging and connecting us to other international associations. So this is about actually complementing the global efforts that are already being delivered by other international associations rather than duplicating the terrific work that they're doing. So we're actually looking to complement the efforts and do making sure that we're actually leveraging on the great initiatives that are already happening worldwide in the port sector and making them more accessible to the southern hemisphere.
I think you're filling up a blank spot here with Latin America being, I wouldn't say behind, you are advanced in so many other ways, but behind Asia, behind Europe in that sense. So you're filling up a blank spot with this new organization. So you mentioned tech companies, logistics, freight forwarders, terminals, shipping lines. So basically, the field is wide open for you to to cast a wide net. Is it so that you have any limitations on memberships? I mean, or is it a free for all? Anyone within that sector can join. It's not so that you, for example, will, oh, we have this shipping line and we cannot have that shipping line. It's a neutral, you are like a neutral network, right?
Yes, we're a neutral networking. And this is, again, something that makes us stand out from other associations where we're more targeted, let's say, to port authorities or to private tech terminals or to other stakeholders specifically. We're receiving everybody because we believe that development happens when those stakeholders connect.
Yes.
So you can't really be that restrictive. Of course, every member is eligible for approval. So they do have to make sense for the association to be part of the association. Like they should be able to add value
Yeah,
to this
sure.
platform that we're creating.
Yeah, good.
But yes, I mean, it can be any leader from Asia, from Europe, from Africa. We've had tremendous interest from African ports on
Oh, yeah.
the association business model. So we see that this value proposition can actually add value to the other initiatives that are happening and help foster a new vision also from the Southern Hemisphere.
It's I had some contacts. In fact, I'm leaving tomorrow myself for Asia and the Middle East, and there's a big conference going on in Dubai 9 to 13 of February called Breakbulk Dubai. And a lot of the terminals from like Congo, like Zambia, like Ghana, they will all be there. So I will definitely, when I see them at the conference, I will mention to them because it's just across the Atlantic. I mean, you have Africa in a way as a neighbor, and there seem it's always east-west between Europe and Asia, but very seldom people think about South America and Africa. I mean, you have ports looking at you from the other side, right?
Exactly.
When is your organization is up and running now? When did you what date would you say is your starting date, or when did you start this organization?
So the date that we signed the articles of the association with the largest parts of Brazil, we actually had a ceremony and a meeting for that was September 18th, 2024. That's our registration date, let's say like this. But then of course, bureaucracy carries on, and then officially the association is born a few weeks later in Brazil in October.
Okay, so starting in October is a relatively new 3 months or something like that, and now you go on the international rampage, so to speak, to introduce to everyone. Okay, very interesting. And how many may I ask, how many, of course it's early days, but how many members have you got now already?
So our target for year one is between 15 to 20 members, internationally. We already have the largest parts of Brazil have confirmed their membership. And when we say confirmed, is actually sent their membership, paid their dues, and everything is working well. So but we are in conversations now with over 200 organizations in the port sector, considering that profile of targeted members that I shared with you from across the world that are assessing the membership on year one. I might want to highlight that we do have a couple of events coming up that are actually good triggers for new members to join. The first one that will actually be LATAM Export, which will be our flagship event and that will happen in Rio. And we will have a business development round associated to that and also a conference program. And we should have a technical visit in the port of Rio, which is a terrific port to actually visit.
When would that be?
From April 1st to 3rd, in Copacabana, in Rio de Janeiro. Yeah.
That sells
Yeah, exactly.
itself.
But yeah, it's a lovely place, and we're looking forward to actually receiving some international guests. This event is for invited guests only, so we're sending out the invites for the port leaders to join us there. And we do have another one, which is coming up at Intermodal South America. Have you
Oh,
been both to
yeah.
Intermodal?
Yes, I think a couple of years ago, I was there when I had my former company. I think, yeah, I think I've been there once, and I know it's a little bit later in April coming up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're taking advantage that we have many international delegations also joining this event in São Paulo in late April, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
And we're hosting the first investment round for the port sector. And this will be a curated session of 3 hours where we're going to have investors in one side and port authorities in the other side, actually sharing their pipeline of new investments coming up and giving a forecast to potential investors to prepare to participate in upcoming bids across Latin America.
Yeah.
And any other member that we have from other regions that also have a need for investors. So this is a highly curated event. We're looking forward to actually hosting this dynamic. And this is our main initiative on port development related to finance, which is a critical subject for us here, especially in Latin America, looking at how we finance to achieve that global supply chain and international competitive standards that we so look forward in other
Yeah,
regions of the world.
very, very interesting. Yes, so two major events in April. It's going to be a go-to events, I'm quite sure. I will make sure to spread the word about that. How do you of course you're not alone in EA ports, but you have some colleagues. It's just that you are not overwhelmed. How many colleagues have you got in your association to help out?
So now we're five people.
Five people, okay.
For now we're a small team looking at 15, 20 members that should work quite well for year one. We're really looking forward to grow to 100 members as soon as possible.
And what are we talking as you know as my old man used to say the man is good but the money is better. He what kind of membership fees are we talking about roughly?
So our membership is actually based on number of employees. So
Oh.
we have created an annual membership fee that starts at $1,900 and goes up to 700 7,800, depending if you're a small, medium, or large corporation based on your number of employees. So it goes from 0 to 500 plus
Okay,
employees.
of course, yes.
And
And
then
the
we do have a elite membership fee that it's 20,000,
ah,
where
yeah.
we do custom work for up to five elite members across the year related to international business development.
Right. So I think Elon Musk ports, he could be one of your
He
elite
could be one of my elite
members.
members, definitely. Yeah, when he branches out to the port sector, who knows?
Yes, I'm sure a small pocket change for him. So yeah. Now, but I'm glad to hear that you have, because a lot of my readers and viewers, that not necessarily APM terminals or DP World, you know, so we have a lot of let's say there are a lot of logistics companies that are not 500 people, you know, so I'm glad to hear that you have let's say membership fees also catering for smaller companies so to speak, yeah.
Exactly.
And that you mentioned also something about online meetings, because for whatever reason people might not be able to travel. You plan to have that on a regular basis as well?
Yes, exactly. So we're an international organization. So, of course, we consider our membership to be international at the core. We're having monthly networking meetings called Port Connections, and those are virtual sessions. Also, our committee meetings for global trends are also virtual sessions. Those would be the biggest deliveries that we have online at the moment. Beyond these two in-presence events, we are hosting a virtual investment round in the second semester. So we're having one in-presence in São Paulo first semester in April, and the second one we're looking at September or October for a virtual edition of that same dynamic. So there will be a lot of opportunities to interact. We also have a virtual platform where our members can interact on a daily basis, and they can also reach out to our team whenever they would like to be connected to another member and have that warm introduction that we're able to do for them as well.
It sounds like a really smart plan because, as I mentioned, many of our viewers are freight forwarding companies, quite a few ship owners, and sometimes Latin America is, as I mentioned before, a blank spot. They might not know what a certain port in Brazil can do or cannot do. Then they can get that kind of know-how from you. I mean, if you have a project coming out of China to some obscure port in Brazil, and you need to know what kind of crane capacity, what can you lift there, what is the draft, all these kind of act, let's say practical questions, you would be able to answer that because you are here, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah, in Brazil, we're really well connected. We're not, again, as an international association, we're actually looking at Latin America and other regions of the world, like Africa or the Middle East. So if it's, it doesn't even have to pass through Brazil in those international connections. If it's somebody that is within our network and would like to be connected, we're happy to make that introduction and make that happen. Again, always looking at part developments. If it's within our core, we're eager to make that happen.
Interesting. Yes, I'm just trying to go over my brain. I'll do that after this interview. I have a few contacts I can probably send your way. But listen, this is a very interesting initiative. And I don't know how I received your email. You must have read Project Cargo Weekly once or twice, maybe. But of course, I'm happy
I
that.
am a reader.
Oh, you're the one. You're the one. Okay, great. I'll make sure of a free subscription from now on.
Thank you.
Let's say it's called Project Cargo Weekly, but I have to admit, getting a little bit older and gray, and so I'm now publishing once a month. So on the 15th each month, we are publishing this newsletter, and your interview will be then incorporated. But listen, Raquel, I don't think I have much, let's say, questions to ask you. Besides, you've told very clearly what your association is doing and your background, which seems international, certainly to handle this kind of job. So I want to say formally, obrigado, and thank you very much, Raquel.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity, Bo. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity to interact with your audience as well. We're looking forward to receiving more members and fostering this part development agenda as soon as we can.
Yes,
So I
we.
really appreciate your interaction and your invitation. Thank you.
Most welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this was yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly, even though we publish on a monthly basis nowadays. And our special guest of honor today has been Mrs. Raquel Kibritz. She is the executive director of IA Ports, based in Santos in the great country of Brazil. And they have more than samba and great food. They also have port development in the country. So do contact her if you have such requests. For me in Project Cargo Weekly, thank you very much and see you soon again.